Friends, we want to interrupt the music for just a few minutes here on WBNH to talk to a gentleman who's no stranger to those of us here at home in Central Illinois. My name's Jim Huber, and with me in the studio is Scott Kramer, the patriarch of the Kramers, who call Central Illinois home. They do a lot of traveling around the country sharing the gospel in song, and they're going to be in concert to benefit Child Evangelism Fellowship on, it's going to be Saturday, the 30th of October at 6 p.m. Grace Presbyterian Church is the beautiful venue. Let's start at the beginning. Welcome home, Scott.
Thank you, Jim. It's always great to be with our friends right here at WBNH. Thank you for having us today.
We are talking to you as friends for years and years and years, but your music is maybe part of the gospel genre, I would say, and maybe those that listen during the morning drive and the afternoon drive might not be familiar with the Kramers. In a nutshell, who are you?
Well, we're a gospel music family based right here in Central Illinois, but we travel throughout the United States, and we've been doing it now full-time since 2014. Before that, my wife Rachel and I were on staff at Grace Presbyterian Church, and we served there for the better part of 20 years. Wow. The last 12 years, we led praise and worship there. So we definitely have a lot of friends and family in the area, and we always look forward to getting back to this area to being able to minister.
So this is a homecoming.
Yes, it is.
Coming at Grace Presbyterian Church.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so the Kramers, who's in the group?
Well, it's my wife and I, my wife Rachel and I, mm-hmm. and our daughter Maria, and her husband, Ben Wolf. And Ben is the son of Gerald Wolf with a Southern gospel group called Greater Vision. And a lot of people who love Southern gospel music will know his name. He's been around a long time, was even in a group called the Cathedrals.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very well-known individual in Southern gospel music as well.
So the Kramers come home to benefit Child Evangelism Fellowship. Why CEF?
Well, Jim, for the last several years, we've been able to minister with Child Evangelism Fellowship, and we really do have a heart for that ministry. They've done a phenomenal job with the kids over all the years. I mean, think about Camp Good News. I mean, even our mm-hmm. daughter went there when she was a little one. And so any opportunity that we have to minister with other ministries, to help out other ministries, especially ones that are helping children, we just cannot wait for those opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the structure of your version of what I would call a gospel concert. We were teasing you a little bit about attire when you came into the building because you guys dress it to the nines. It's a very beautiful presentation just to see how would you describe your music? What's your music like?
Well, it's definitely unique in that we cover a pretty broad spectrum mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. styles. And the reason that is because Rachel is a trained lyric soprano. And so the music that we've developed for her over the years really highlight that gift that the mm-hmm. Lord's blessed her with. You know, we've been able to use David Clydesdale and the Nashville String Machine for beautiful symphonic arrangements. But also you'll hear our daughter singing songs that, you know, fit right in with what you'll be hearing on the radio stations,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Okay.
And, you know, and so then we'll also be doing praise and worship songs as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really comfortable in a lot of settings. So if a church has us, for instance, on a Sunday morning, you know, we're going to be able to lead the church in worship. And not only that, but offer special numbers as well.
You guys have been doing this for years. You're leading worship with Grace Press in years previous to that. You're part of the worship team there, and then you take it on the road literally several years ago. What drives you? What makes you tick? Where do you get your energy?
Boy, that's a good question. You know, sometimes, Jim, you want a little bit of that energy back,
uh-huh.
too, because it takes a lot to
uh-huh.
be out there. But you really do. I think that it's our desire to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and to encourage hearts wherever we go. And it really does help you become more and more fueled when you're ministering and the people are ministering back to you. And so when we, for instance, travel out of state, like coming up, we've got some things in Indiana and in Pennsylvania. We're going back to churches where we know the pastors, we know the congregations,
mm-hmm.
and they become
mm-hmm.
like family. And I like to tell the people a lot of times when we're there at their churches that when you're part of the body of Christ, it's almost as if you've known them all your
mm-hmm.
life.
Yes.
There's just that
yes.
immediate recognition of, you know, I like you.
You know,
I can tell that we share something in common here. So a lot of times when we go back to the churches, like I said, it's a family reunion, and we're just looking forward to a good time in the Lord. And that's what we're looking forward to For this evening on October 30th as well.
Okay. The concert is entitled Revive Us Again. It's a CEF fundraiser featuring the Kramers at Grace Presbyterian Church in Peoria on October 30th. It begins at 6 p.m. Get more information at cefofillinois.com. That is cefofillinois.com. Scott Kramer of the Kramers with us. Welcome home again, brother, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having us today.